Welcome to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware. Hello, welcome to the Aware Show. This is Lisa Garn. You're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM. So, yeah, we're in our fun drive here at KPFK, which is just lovely because we are, we have an opportunity to do some of the greatest things on this particular show, radio station. That's why you're supporting KPFK. So this is, our fun drive here is a lot of fun because we have great people who are helping us. There's volunteers in the phone room, great guests on, incredible gifts for you, and we are asking for just your donations, and that's what we always do here on the Fun Drive, so I really appreciate it. Now, today, because my topic is health, and I love health, and I love how if our bodies work, then our lives work, and if our mind works, then our brains work. And the best way to do something like that is to eliminate the amount of toxins in your world and in your life. There is a constant toxic load happening in our day. Just even if you eat organic and if you do yoga, you're still going to breathe the air outside. You're still going to drink the water. You're still going to have various, you know, environmental toxins in your whole day. And so we live in a day and age now where we get to protect ourselves at a deeper layer. We've cleaned up our food. We know about that. We've cleaned up our diets. We've cleaned up our minds. Now we've got to look at the next layer. And this is kind of biohacking our body and the world around us. And there is a really, it's a lot out there to learn in terms of filtration systems and protectants and filters and so forth. So joining me today is a Dr. Roy Spicer. He is the VP and co-founder of Environmental Products. And I've spoken with this Dr. Spicer a long time ago, CWR Environmental Products. And he himself received a BS degree in biology from Rutgers University and biochemistry. And he has a doctoral degree in biochemistry from Rutgers as well. He's a level 5 water specialist, and he has an incredible association that he's been involved with for a long time, level 5 water specialist certification from the Water Quality Association. He's had that for a long time. So I want to say hello to Dr. Spicer and welcome.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you for having me on your show today.
Absolutely, absolutely. So tell me about your experience. I mean, you've been doing this for a long time, 30, 40 years, looking at water. How has it changed over the last 3 decades?
Back in the 1980s, when I was practicing on Long Island, New York, we started noticing in my practice some very odd and rare cancers like brain cancer and liver cancer. And the hospital in the town, which is a large hospital group, started noticing the same thing. So they formed a task force, and they asked me to be the co-chairman. And we did a investigative study of all the toxic waste sites in our area that had dumped chemicals for decades into the ground and eventually got up into our drinking water. And they had shut down a number of wells. So after years of study, and we worked with the EPA on this, and they declared several of these sites Superfund sites. And doing our research, we've accumulated a lot of data, and today it's very well established that exposure to toxic contaminants impacts our health tremendously. Years ago, if you go back 100 years, what they put in water was basically chlorine to disinfect the water so you wouldn't get gastrointestinal disease. Actually, cholera was prevalent in the United States as well as it is today in many countries outside the United States. So chlorine was the major disinfectant to kill bacteria. That's been used and it's still used. So the basic chemicals that were in the water were chlorine and its byproducts. And there's two types of byproducts. One, without getting too technical, is trihalomethanes, THMs. The other is HAAs, haloacetic acids. Two types, there are actually two groups of byproducts. They're called disinfection byproducts. The EPA has studied trihalomethanes, the disinfection byproducts, and they've categorized them as class B contaminants or carcinogens. So in animal studies, they increase cancer risks. Certain types of cancer in particular, like colon cancer and rectal cancer. And this is pretty common knowledge. As we progressed into the 50s, 60s, and 70s, industry really used water as a dumping ground for industrial waste. Still going on today, constantly. Agriculture has dumped chemicals into the ground, pesticides, fertilizers. That's all coming out of agriculture, drug companies, industrial use. So there's a whole array of toxic contaminants now being found in water. They've identified over 500 different toxic contaminants in water, and I'm sure there's many, many more. In the last several years, they even found pharmaceuticals, traces of pharmaceuticals. Mm-hmm. There were approximately 46 different pharmaceuticals found in water. There was a big study done by Associated Press. They've been researching all the studies, and 46 different medications were found in U.S. drinking water supplies. This affects over 41 million people who are drinking water contaminated with small quantities of pharmaceuticals. That includes antibiotics, anticonvulsants, mood stabilizers, sex hormones. And Wow. What the real issue is, when you're exposed to this on a daily basis, you're drinking water every day, you're bathing in water every day, and you mentioned something before, it's a cumulative toxic impact. That's the term. And water is a major source of toxic substances. You're ingesting this every day. So now, daily, monthly, yearly, through decades, you're ingesting this. Pregnant women start out ingesting toxic substances. And actually, there was one research study done in England called Children with Cancer in the UK found that cancer rates in young children had risen 40% in 16 years. That was a Dr. Dennis Henshaw. He's a professor at Bristol University. And he said, quote, "If one looks at cancers such as childhood leukemia, there's no doubt that environmental factors are playing a role." Basically, for decades, these toxic waste sites have accumulated, caused by irresponsible industries that have discharged chemicals and heavy metals, and they're seeping into our drinking water supplies. So there's been a sea change in the types, the levels, the range of toxic contaminants, and it goes to chemicals, heavy metals, biological, microbiological, and special contaminants, like perchlorate is one of them that's coming out of munitions industries and fertilizer coming up from South America. And this is all impacting our children now because they're starting out, even in the womb, being exposed to all these toxic contaminants. So ultimately, we're going to have higher levels of cancer. You're seeing that now. Other disorders, for example, perchlorate affects the thyroid. That's a big problem in children.
It's a big problem everywhere.
And a lot of other people. Right.
Now, what has the government done to assure that we have safe drinking water? I know that there's a movement about not dumping your pharmaceuticals in the water. There's a whole movement around that or a campaign around that. But other than that, what are they doing to filter the water? What's the filtration system look like that's currently in place for our drinking water?
Well, that's a good question. This goes back to the Clean Water Drinking Act that was established many years ago in the 1970s. And they set what they call standards, allowable concentrations of a range of contaminants. Not all the contaminants that are found in water, but certain ones. And over the years, the last 20 years, they've only added, I think, one or two new contaminants, which was perchlorate for one of them, which is a byproduct of rocket fuel. So the standards, and actually, if you want to look this up, your listeners, they could look up the new National Resources Defense Council study, Threats on Tap. It's enlightening. And I've been talking about this for years, actually probably 20 years now, that the standards that the government allows are not safe. They're not healthy.
It's interesting. So they have a certain allowable amount of contaminants because they really can't find any way to reduce or eliminate them that is safe, so they just made it allowable.
Well, it's more of an economic situation. So, for example, let me give you two examples. arsenic. Arsenic is a total toxic substance. Zero is what you want. You don't want any arsenic in your water. The new standard, the old standard actually used to be 50 parts per billion when Clinton was president. Mm-hmm. President Clinton, during that administration, was 50 parts per billion. So you could have 49 parts per billion of arsenic in your water and was considered allowable, mm-hmm. not safe, mm-hmm. and not healthy. Then they realized that that was way too high, it was too toxic, so they reduced it down to 10 parts per billion. So the water that you were drinking back in the 70s and 80s into the 90s was considered safe. Today, it'd be very unhealthy. Mm-hmm. Even at 10 parts, it's unhealthy. So the standards are really inadequate, and that's just one part of the problem. I'll give you another example, Flint, Michigan. All right, there's a perfect example of a major disaster. So, and that occurred because of a number of reasons. It's a little story, but the main thing was they switched suppliers. They went into the river and started pulling water out. They didn't want to pay their bill to Detroit because they couldn't afford it. And they didn't add certain neutralizing agents or anti-corrosive agents, so the water was aggressive and started leaching lead out of the pipes. And it exceeded the standards. Now, lead is another very toxic heavy metal. The allowable concentration should be zero. The alert level is 15 parts per billion. And once they exceed 15 parts per billion, they need to take certain actions. And by the way, there's 41 states right now that are exceeding 15 parts per billion that are in violation. 41 states on the lead copper lead
wow.
rule.
So this, these toxic – okay, I want to go back to how they filter water. You said that they add in agents that were – that basically neutralizing agents. What's in the agents? What's in the neutralizing agents?
Simple things are if the water is acidic, for example, they would add lime.
Okay.
Or sodium hydroxide. So it's not necessarily toxic. It just raises the pH because if you have acidic water, that'll corrode pipes. That'll leach lead out of pipes and it'll leach copper out of pipes. So that's a basic substance or chemical they add. It's not really a chemical. It's natural occurring minerals. What they do add, though, that is potentially toxic or is toxic is things like aluminum sulfate. That's added to clarify the water. So when you have cloudy water, they add that aluminum sulfate. It's called a flocculating agent. It just collects the cloudiness and precipitates it out. So it makes the water look clean or clear. But mm-hmm. you have a residual aluminum in the water.
Mm.
The other things they add are fluoride. That's very toxic. 70% of municipal treated water in the United States is fluoridated. That's a whole subject in itself.
Mm-hmm.
Numerous studies have been out there, over 100. Your listeners could go to Fluoride Action Network. They list all the scientific studies on the negative health impacts of fluoride. And one of the most toxic forms is fluorosilicic acid. They're adding that. That's a chemical that's also used in the glass etching industry. It's pretty toxic. And fluoride's been well documented that it's a neurotoxin. Harvard University did a meta-study where they reviewed 26 other studies, and at higher levels that the EPA allows, can lower the IQ in children of several points.
Wow,
that's
okay.
Pretty alarming.
Why is fluoride in water? What is the point of that?
Well, it's another long story, but it was basically a byproduct originally of the aluminum industry, and they wanted to dispose of it.
Mm-hmm.
The short story is they convinced the dental industry to put it in as a replacement for calcium and supposedly allegedly makes the bones stronger in children. But it's pretty toxic. And if you look at the risk-benefit ratio, what's the risk of using it versus what's the benefit? In my opinion, the risk is a lot greater than not using it. And more or less today, children have very poor dietary habits, eating a lot of sugars, carbohydrates, and poor dental hygiene. And that's sounds like a simple substitute to make it easier for parents not to be responsible for the dental hygiene of their children.
Mm-hmm.
And as you get older, it actually displaces calcium and makes your bones weaker. So in areas that have natural occurring fluoride, they have a higher incidence of osteoporosis. So as you get older, it increases chances of having bone fractures by drinking water that's fluoridated.
That is a whole nother. That is a whole nother topic. Yeah, that's a huge topic. What's the website on that one again?
Fluoride Action Network, FAN. Then they have a section in there on all the scientific studies. I think they go by organ system also. You can look up thyroid.
Okay.
Fluoride is very negative on thyroid.
Interesting.
So, again, these are just some of the substances we find in water. Just to give you a quick thumbnail, there's chemicals in the water, including the disinfection byproducts, industrial chemicals, and you find a lot of heavy metals. I'm looking at the Los Angeles Water Report, the Metropolitan Water District right now. If your listeners, wherever they live, they can put in their town and just put in, let's say, Los Angeles Water Quality Report, Water Quality Report, and it'll pop up.
I have seen that.
Link on there.
Yeah, and you will see the arsenic and so forth in there. So let's talk about some solutions. There is a microfiltration system that you can actually purchase that's inside of a water bottle. It's called the Ionic Water Filter Sports Bottle, and it's put out by CWR. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, you're having situations where you have to have some kind of filtration system that's simple, that's portable, and you can take it on the go because you're not home all the time. And the sports bottle filter was developed by a company in the United States, and they're pretty advanced. They do a lot of government work, as well as I do, and you have to cover a range of contaminants. So they have a special multi-stage filter that's been tested by EPA-accredited laboratories to meet the standards, 53 in particular, as a protocol for testing filters. And it covers a wide range of contaminants. For example, parasites are removed greater than 99.99%. That's a common biological or microorganism found in surface water, any lakes, streams, or rivers. So if your water comes out of a reservoir, which Los Angeles does and a lot of water in California does, you have a potential to have a parasite. The filter can remove it. It also removes the trihalomethanes. So there's several of them they've tested, and 99.9% of trihalomethanes are removed. When you get into the removal of inorganics like lead, this particular filter removes 95%. It also removes aluminum 95%.
Does it remove the fluoride?
Different heavy metals.
Do you know about the fluoride?
No, it doesn't remove the fluoride. Fluoride is a very difficult compound to remove. It requires special filtration, usually at the sink, and that you would have to have a special filter system for.
Okay.
So that's one of the few things it doesn't remove.
But if you have that, does an RO system, a reverse osmosis system, remove fluoride?
To a certain degree, yes.
Okay.
They haven't tested on the new form of fluoride.
Oh.
The old form of fluoride, usually about 85-90% on average.
Wow. This is so complicated. But interesting.
Yeah, well,
wow. There's a new kind of fluoride.
The thing is this. You need to start with a system that at least gives you the widest range of contaminant removal at a simple level. Okay, and a lot of filter systems out there are so basic, they may cover lead, they'll cover some of the chlorine, but they don't cover a lot of the other contaminants. And they're inexpensive, but they really don't do the job. So for personal protection, you know, for something that you can take with you, let's say you go to the gym, you're going to work, and you have to take something out of a water cooler or a spigot or any tap, this is the simplest and effective filtration system to keep on you all the time, wherever you go.
This is
even traveling.
Uh-huh.
It's very important to have some personal water protection.
Of course. Gosh, this is great, too. You could bring it with you and then fill it up at the water fountain at the airport, and it'll filter out all of the contaminants in that for you. And also, this filter has a shelf life of 50 years, which is pretty cool. So this is an ionic water filter sports bottle. And we actually had a wonderful donation from the CWR company, and they've donated a certain amount of bottles here to the station, and we have this as a premium for you. If you could donate $125 to the station, that would be amazing. The number here is 818-985-KPFK, and they will send you this CWR Power Sports bottle. And it has it's an ionic absorption microfiltration system. it's tested. It's capable of reducing 99.9% in three areas of contamination plus bacteria, and also leaves. Now, does it leave in the minerals like the calcium, the magnesium, potassium? Those it leaves those in.
Yes, it doesn't remove normal minerals because they're conjugated. That means they're in a combined form, so that the charged filter does not remove them.
Interesting. So it does remove things like the detergents and the pesticides and asbestos that we talked about and heavy metals like aluminum. Is it because tell me about how the filter works. How does it identify the different minerals like calcium versus a contaminant like aluminum?
That's a good question. There's several stages of filtration or technologies. One is microfiltration. So the pore size, the pore structure is small enough to stop a parasite. So things like cryptosporidium are 3 to 10 microns. The pore sizes are smaller. So it's basically like a trap.
Okay.
To remove parasites. It's a microfiltration. Then when you get into the chemicals, you have adsorption. That's a process where the slightly charged chemicals are absorbed onto the carbon surface. It's a very simple process. Mm. It's used in most filtration systems. Then you have a charged mineral in there, a charged particle that can remove by ionic charge, positive and negative charged heavy metals. So, for example, lead has a positive charge. So you have both positive and negative charged materials in the filter that can take up both positive and negative charges. Calcium is not in the free form. It's in the form of calcium carbonate. So it's already neutral, has a positive and negative charge internally, so it becomes neutral. So it's not attracted to the charged particles in the filter, so it'll pass through.
So basically it has three different filters inside this one little ball
right.
at the bottom
right.
of the
filter technologies. That's
filter
correct.
Technologies. That is fascinating. So I mean, I've seen these types of things on the shelf before at the natural foods markets and so forth, but I didn't know what was in it. And usually it's just one giant ball of kind of a carbon removal type of filter. But this, I didn't even know this, had three different types of filter technologies inside the filter system inside this. It's just a regular drinking bottle, water bottle, and it has inside of it a filter that filters out three different levels of microfiltration, smaller parasites, and then the carbon level that gets out the certain chemicals, and then the mineral level that gets out the heavy metals. So this is a very well thought out water bottle, which is so interesting to be talking about this. Again, it's the fund drive here at KPFK, so we're raising money for the station. If you call us 818-985-KPFK, you can tell the volunteers in the phone room you'd like to donate $125 to the station, and then they will get your address and mail you out one of these CWR sports bottles. In the meantime, we get to find out a lot about water these days, about how, if the clean water is really clean water, how we can find a simple solution. If you don't want to change the whole filtration system at your house, or if you are on the go a lot using different types of water systems, that's great. It also avoids buying into the whole privatized water system where you're paying $3 or $4 a bottle for 8 ounce, plastic filled water bottle that you don't even know right. what their filtration system is.
Well, one important difference, and that's a good point, is the sports bottle is certified BPA free, so there's no
okay.
leachable plasticizers coming out of the bottle. Compared to bottled water, most of them have soft plastics, mm-hmm. and they do leach BPAs, which are plasticizers. And the problem with that is they are plasticizers are really hormone disruptors.
Mm.
So they affect us in a lot of different ways that are not healthy. So even if the bottled water has been filtered very good, and about 60% of the bottled waters are okay, and about 40% may have contaminants, but in addition, they're sitting on the shelf in a store for a while, and they can leach plastic. Some of them even they found have bacteria growing in them.
Mm. So, and those are the ones with the one on the bottom,
like
right? The triangle with the one in them is the worst plastic?
Well, there's ones that are PET, PET form, PET7. but those are not used in soda bottles or bottled water generally.
Oh, okay, I see. All right.
You may find like glass bottled water. There are some out there. But again, you got to check the source water. Now, there are certified bottled waters. But again, the National Resource Defense Council did a study years ago on bottled waters, and their independent testing found that about 40% of the bottled waters had contaminants, in some cases worse than the city water that you're drinking it in.
Wow.
So your city water may be better than the bottled water.
Interesting.
Not all waters are filtered thoroughly. So they may put it through an inexpensive carbon filter, but you still may have other contaminants in the bottled water.
Well, they're
and,
also
like I said, it's pretty expensive.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at just like a regular bottled water, they usually say that they're, you know, where the source is from, but they don't talk about the filtration system. And then they add in minerals because there's ingredients in bottled water. I'm
right,
looking
well,
at one.
Flavored water in now, all kinds of expensive add-ins or additives that may not be what you want. And the other thing is when you're talking about parasites – now, if they get it from a surface water source that has a parasite and they don't have microfiltration, they've had a few cases where people acquired a parasite by drinking bottled water. It's pretty unusual, but it can happen.
Yeah. Wow.
But what's critical, people who have immune deficiencies, they cannot really tolerate parasites because it can get pretty nasty as far as gastrointestinal illnesses, and you want to have water that's filtering out parasites particularly.
Okay.
So that's one of the big advantages of these filters.
This is so fascinating.
Water, sports bottle filter.
Yeah. I mean, we take this for granted. We pick up a bottle of water. We think that this is something that is safe. You don't know what the source is. And if they do put the source, then they say purified water enhanced with minerals for taste. I'm looking at one right now. How do we know what this, of course, the ingredients here are calcium chloride, sodium bicarbonate, and magnesium sulfate? What kind of calcium, what kind of, you know, magnesium, we don't know. And we don't know if it's the right amount for our body. It says it for taste. It's not any type of clarification on these minerals specifically. So in this case, the so this filter, this particular three filter technology that's inside this ionic water filter bottle, one of them removes the parasites. The other level removes the chemicals about, so say for example, the carbon removes some of the chemicals and then the mineral removes some of the heavy metals, but it leaves the natural minerals in the water that calcium, magnesium, potassium, so forth, that are beneficial minerals, leaves those inside the water, which is great, right?
Right. Well, typically, yes. Most water, you know, in the Los Angeles area in California, is on the hard side. So it has a lot of the normal minerals you find, mostly calcium carbonate, calcium, and some magnesium. So it's already mineralized. It's already slightly alkaline or very alkaline. I'm looking at the pH of the water here in the Metropolitan Water District. And, you know, you're up in an area which is about 8 in some areas. So it has a naturally alkaline level, pH level.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to leave those in. Those are heart-healthy and healthy minerals for your body. Now, the mineral content of water is just a small percentage of the total mineral intake, but you don't want to be drinking acidic water. So as you mentioned earlier, like with reverse osmosis, when you use that, the membrane in a reverse osmosis does not discriminate between heavy metals and normal minerals. So it'll strip out normal minerals, and generally the water becomes more acidic. So then, you know, you're drinking water that's demineralized from a reverse osmosis. With the sports bottle, you know, you don't have that issue because you're not using a membrane to remove heavy metals. It's a different process.
It is such an interesting...
So this is a big difference.
It's a huge issue. I remember back in, I think it was around 2000, I had somehow contracted spinal meningitis, and I didn't know it. And my father, who's luckily a doctor, I called him, and he said, get to the hospital right away, because he was able to kind of diagnose it over the phone, because I had a 106 fever in, you know, about an hour. And I remember reading later that there in the paper or wherever it was that I read that there was an outbreak in Santa Monica of spinal meningitis due to the water, because I think it was Maria Shriver that had the meningitis, and that was maybe the reason that it was discovered. And it was due to a certain water source in Santa Monica at the time, and this was several decades ago, and hopefully it's been corrected since then. But this is an example of how a serious bacteria can get through the water systems. And that's one of the things that we really never see is our city filtration systems. We think that it's clean and safe, but we never go there. There's no tours. It's a very tricky system. We think it's safe, but I believe, and I'm sure the people that work there are making it as safe as possible. I believe, personally, we need to also take on another layer of protection with our water. Ever since that experience when I got spinal meningitis from the water in Santa Monica, I have been the water police in my own life. As my husband, I'm so picky with the water that I drink and where it comes from. I'm crazy with it. So this, to have something like this, is another layer of protection for me. I'm constantly looking into this. It's huge for me. So I encourage you to do the same and really to do your research. I've known, and I interviewed Dr. Spicer back then. I think it was a long time ago that I interviewed you about water. And you've really been in the scientific research of water for 30 years. And I find you as very credible in terms of your knowledge around this topic. And it's a wide topic. So here's the deal. We've done the research for you. I've had the experience for you. So I'm encouraging you to take on an extra layer, empower yourself like we're doing with everything else in the world, and do your own research. Find out your own truth around this. If you call us here, 818-985-KPFK, you can donate $125 to this wonderful radio station and support KPFK. We really do appreciate your support. This is public radio. Again, it's a 95-97% volunteer-run organization. I myself am a volunteer here to be a programmer on this wonderful radio station because I get to sit here and have incredible conversations and share them with you about information that you probably won't see unless you dig very deep for it. So this is it's called an ionic water filter sports bottle. It is, the company has donated them to the station. It's a $125 donation because you're really supporting the station. But also there's an enormous amount of research that's gone into this. It's a triple filter technology inside, eliminating parasites, chemicals, and heavy metals inside. There's three different layers there. It has a shelf life of 50 years, which is amazing. And give us a call, 818-985-KPFK. We've got Viana from Palmdale, who's donated $125 to the station. Thank you so much. Stacy from Whittier donated, and also Joyce from Claremont. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call, 818-985-5735. People are understanding that adding another layer of protection, empowering yourself, is something that really makes us feel good these days. With all of the stress that is going on in our world and our environment, we need to be able to have simple tools to help protect ourselves. You can even get this as a gift for somebody who you might know has an autoimmune illness or is going through, you know, various health challenges. It's amazing how effective this is. So right now we've had five that have gone. Give us a call, 818-985-KPFK, because I haven't asked you. A lot of our environmental systems are being rolled back these days. There's not a lot of funding that's going into protecting our, additional new filtration systems, new air systems. I mean, California used to be leading in terms of pollution. The funding has been cut for many of those programs these days. A lot of what we've been putting in place for the past 30 years has been rolled back. So please do something to empower yourself and take it into your own hands these days. 818-985-KPFK. This is a simple solution for you, for your family. You can bring this with you on the go to work. You can bring it with you, use it to make, cold water in your refrigerator for your family. Give us a call. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. And it's a $125 donation to the station because, again, you're researching here or you're donating to this wonderful radio station. Dr. Spicer, so I'm going to see five more people call, 818-985-KPFK. Five more people call. Let's see if we can have at least 20 of these 20 people get empowered to take on their own personal health information and take their health into their own hands. Dr. Spicer, are you aware of any type of funding cuts that have been associated with our current administration in terms of our water systems, the politics of it all?
Well, I think the threat to regulation is going to come from a new act they're trying to pass in Congress called the Regulatory Accountability Act. So these regulations would make the standards for regulating contaminants much more difficult. So it would have to show rules would be put in place to show the cost effectiveness of creating new regulations. And it would be really almost beyond the ability of most economists to complete or satisfy these hurdles that would be put in place. So I think the long-term regulatory climate is, you know, at least in the next couple of years, is going to get more lax, and it's going to allow for more aggressive dumping and increased levels of contaminants that will be found in the water. I estimate they could find another 50 to 100 different contaminants in the next 10 years in the water that may even be there now that they're not looking for. I mean, they just started looking for pharmaceuticals several years ago. It wasn't in the water 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And there may be new things showing up that are unregulated. They're all going to be unregulated. So that means there's no standard set. And even if they set standards, they're not going to be adequate. So ultimately, it really is incumbent upon each individual to protect their own health.
Yeah.
I can't control what goes on outside my home or my environment, but I can control what goes on inside my environment in my home. And that's really my approach for a long time. And as you said in the beginning of the show, we're impacted by all kinds of environmental toxins, and clean water is an essential. It's as essential as air in terms of our health and life. We have to have clean air and water.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a good starting point. And just another point I want to make about the economic benefits of the sports filtration bottle, it can be used about 150 times, delivering about 22 ounces of water each use. So if you multiply what it would cost to buy bottled water, it would save you money by buying this. If they donated $125, it would come out way ahead.
Interesting.
In terms of the economics of it.
That is great. That is great. The other thing that we haven't addressed here is natural disasters. And when we have, you know, the last winter when we had excessive rains and there was a lot of issues where it had to do with runoff and so forth. Yeah, there. And plus there's chemicals in our agricultural water. There's chemicals everywhere. So this is it's kind of unavoidable in this case. So, and the cost of bottled water is going up, and we don't know the filtration systems that are being used. So I am a full proponent of being responsible of your own individual health, protecting your own individual health. So keep the phone lines ringing, 818-985-KPFK. All the lines are busy, so if you just got a busy signal, I see one line open. 818-985-KPFK. And it's one of those things where I talk a lot about this. Self-empowerment, awareness, it's the name of the show, is to learn about all of the information that Dr. Spicer is talking about. We've covered major environmental issues that Aaron Brockovich brought to our awareness, which you also worked with, Ms. Brockovich, in terms of bringing the Flint water situation to the forefront, right?
Right. Well, I was in an article called The Future of Water. So they interviewed Aaron Brockovich, and I was interviewed in this article. It's actually a report called Truth Out Report, T-R-U-T-H, mm-hmm. Out Report. It's authored by Maryam Henin, H-E-N-E-I-N. It's called The Future of Water. So the headline is Superman is Not Coming, and that's The Future of Water. So Superman is not going to save us from all the toxic substances in our water. So essentially, again, we have to take responsibility for protecting our own health. And filtration devices are one way of doing it, the proper ones.
Mm-hmm. That's a very, very good point. I mean, air is a whole other topic, but right now what we're talking about here is how to remove, and this, by the way, this filter is, it's an ionic absorption microfiltration system that's in this, I think this is like a 10-ounce, 12-ounce bottle.
Actually 22 ounces full.
Hello.
Yeah, 22 ounces. And you squeeze it, and it filters through the filter. Mm-hmm. You can keep adding additional water to the unit. You know, it's a continuous amount of water that you can get from it. So
right.
Whatever source you have, you can keep filling it. And it'll filter out the whole range of contaminants that's in the source water.
So that's interesting. Yeah. That's interesting. So it reduces, it's capable of reducing 99.9% of three areas of contamination, which we talked about, bacteria. While it also leaves in the minerals like calcium, magnesium, potassium, it takes out compounds that are in our water that you can actually read about in your water report that is listed. There's asbestos, detergents, pesticides, DDT, arsenic, heavy metals, aluminum, cadmium, mercury, radon. There's all sorts of different chemicals in our water that is actually listed in your water report. I don't know if they send those out anymore.
You can go online and just look up Los Angeles or Metropolitan Southern California Water Quality Report. Anyone that – it's like a blood test to me. I look at these every day. I look at several of them. I've looked at thousands of them, and there's some commonality now in most of the water reports, particularly with disinfection byproducts. That's chlorine, and they're using chloramine now, which is another disinfectant. But these are toxic chemical byproducts that you're drinking every day from your tap, and it's really incumbent to remove them.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to look at the overall long-term effects of ingesting a lot of these toxic chemicals and heavy metals. It's really detrimental to your health in a lot of different ways.
Yes.
And, you know, the new generation, young children being exposed to this over a period of decades is going to have some serious health consequences.
Yeah, especially, I mean, autoimmune illnesses, especially thyroid, the heavy metals attack the thyroid. So this is kind of a new generation of filter. It's developed by this company, CWR Environmental Products. And question, do you think that this would, you know, the areas that are impacted by fracking, does that impact the water supply?
Well, yes, several ways. And I've had a lot of calls from people around the country. One of the things, if you live nearby and you have a well, when they start pounding the ground, it shakes up your well and they start getting a lot more dirt and what they call total dissolved solids in the water. I've seen that quite a few times. That's within a mile or two radius of where they're fracking. Then you have all the chemicals you're using to frack, and that gets on the surface, and that can spill around the area. They've had a lot of ponds and streams and lakes contaminated, and there's really no strict regulations out there yet to control this. And that's a big problem. And eventually, you know, even though they're going deep, when you drop chemicals into the ground, where whatever level it is, it's going to spread out. So ultimately, it'll affect the future water sources of our country. So that's a real big problem. So I think there's a lot of negatives in fracking. And until they get some regulations, I think they really need to put a hold on it.
Okay, yep, I absolutely agree. All right, let's keep the phone lines ringing here. We've been talking with Dr. Roy Spicer about the ionic water filter. This is a whole new generation of filters. It is a triple filter technology inside this very simple, simple water bottle. As Dr. Spicer was just talking about, if you use this over 150 times and you've already saved money in terms of buying water, bottled water and so forth. So this is a cost savings to you. It supports our radio station with your donation. Give us a call, 818-985-KPFK. This BPA-free water bottle here is, it basically has this filtration system that reduces 99.9% of the three areas of contamination, bacteria, heavy metals, and chemicals. So please call us, 818-985-KPFK. The bigger picture here is that we are individually responsible to protect our own health these days. Yes, there's a lot that we've learned over the past decade or two about cleaning up our diet. Water is a huge, important piece to our diet, to be able to supply our body with the amount of water it needs and to flush out toxins. The last thing you want to do is be putting more toxins in as you're trying to flush out toxins. So here's the number, 818-985-KPFK, and it is a $125 donation to the station. 10 people have already received one of these bottles. So give us a call, 818-985-KPFK, and keep the phone lines ringing. We've got one line that is open here. Let's get that line ringing, 818-985-5735. Support your station, support your health, support your family, and especially if you're looking for a gift for someone who already has a compromised immune system, or if that's you, or if you have children that you want to be able to protect them from going to the water fountains at school and so forth, give them a way. They won't have to buy a water bottle. Give them a way to be able to protect their own health and drink the right kind of water. You're not going to basically get it from a water fountain these days. Traveling, this is another great example to not have to buy into that. Get rid of your water, and then you walk five steps and have to spend $7 on water. That's such a racket. So bring your own water bottle and with a filter in it. 818-985-KPFK is the number to call, and you're supporting our radio station, public radio. This is 95% volunteered radio station. I think it's probably more at this point. To support us here means so much. 818-985-KPFK. Support your health. Support your knowledge. And knowledge is power in this case, and it brings your own health back into your own hands. Let's see, five more people give us a call, 818-985-KPFK. Five more people give us a call right now. And again, this is the environment now where we need to take a lot of matters into our own hands, mostly empowered by information. You can read so much about what Dr. Spicer is talking about. What do you think is the... Well, you mentioned the future of water. That's a great report that came out from the Truth Out report. What website is that on? Truth Out, do you think?
You'd have to Google it.
Okay.
I'm not sure what website it's on.
The future of water.
But there's a number of articles out there. And, you know, if I may, they could go to my website. I have a whole range of articles that have, you know, we've written that I accumulate. If I may, I give out the website?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's www.cwrenviro.com, and they can go on the front page. I have articles there. We have videos I've done and many, many links to the Fluoride Action Network and other sites like the EPA site. So they can get a lot of information there on all the problems in the water and different solutions. And it's you mentioned something very important, which is cleansing. And mm-hmm. part of the cure of getting well is cleansing. And I work with doctors in clinics all over the United States, holistic doctors, and the biggest thing they have to do is make sure their patients have clean water when they're flushing out their toxins. Because like you said, you don't want to reload your body with more toxins. That's part of the problem that created the problem. So drinking highly purified or filtered water is critical to recovering your health if you have a health issue. Plus maintaining your health. That's essential.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, I want to thank some people who have already purchased and donated to the radio station, 818-985-KPFK. We've got Yosua in L.A., $125 donation to the station for the ionic water filter bottle. Jackson Brown, the Jackson Brown? Wow, cool. Thank you. In Studio City, $125 donation to the radio station. Thank you so much. Do as Jackson Brown did. Get a water filter sports bottle that you can take anywhere. He probably travels a lot, so that's a very smart move. A wonderful listener in Moorpark who is remaining anonymous, $125 donation to the station as well. Thank you so much. William Puente from San Pedro, $125 donation to the station. Again, this is the Ionic Water Filter Sports Bottle. It is $125 donation to this wonderful radio station that gives you the news behind the news every day, empowers you to find out the real news, gives you the information for you to be able to research yourself. There is a lot of information these days. You have to become your own researcher and go to the source. So here's a lot of it that's been done for you. This particular company, CWR Enviro, does a lot of the research for you. You can read the articles yourself. And this particular topic around water is really important. 818-985-KPFK, 818-985-5735. And that's also really good to do. If you really determine your own research here and look at some of the, gosh, Aaron Brockovich brought a lot of this to the forefront, but that was somebody who needed to make a huge issue and a huge effort out of what was happening in a river. And it was a little late because a lot of people lost their lives because of that particular dumping situation with chemicals in the river. This is happening everywhere. So it's not only able to be filtered out by our city's water systems, it leaches into every area of our life. So it's just a matter of finding a way to either filter your own water in your house or find double layers of protection to bring it with you when you're out and about at work or traveling. Again, 818-985-5735. Is this something that you think is going to – the future of water, I want to ask you a little bit about. What do you think is the future of our water?
Well, we're losing our supplies because of droughts and weather conditions. The water we have is not being managed properly and saved properly and cared for. I think that, you know, this infrastructure that needs to be fixed is the old rotting main pipes. You have millions of miles of main pipes that are in some cases 100 years old. Actuality, they had some pipes they still found that were made out of pure lead 80, 100 years ago.
Wow.
So that's pretty scary, and they're really not going to be able to do something about it unless they allocate tens or hundreds of billions of dollars, which is not there. So, again, we're seeing a lot of these boil alerts where sewage leaks into the water mains, or you have these spills, toxic waste sites. I was just working on one yesterday up in New Jersey. And it's been around for 30 years, and the EPA hasn't even declared it a Superfund site, and it should be. And it may take them 30, 40 years to clean it up. And what this lady was telling me is that half the people want the government to fix it, which are not, and half want to do something now. So that's where I get involved with helping consumers make decisions on how to protect their water and what to do to clean it up, make it safe to drink and bathe in. So it's an issue that's going to be coming up more and more. They're finding more of these toxic waste sites. They're out there undiscovered. So I think just on a basic level, find out what's in your water by looking up your water quality report. Just push in your town and put water quality report. You can see what's in there. And there's a lot of new technologies that can really clean it up very well. And the special sports bottle is a starting point. I think it's a great starting point. It covers a lot of bases. And I think, you know, then they can take it to the next level if they want.
It's interesting because if you go to the length of filtering your water and then you put ice in it, how do you know if the ice in the water in the ice has been filtered? Refrigerator ice makers have a small filtration system.
Small carbon filters, which basically get out a little bit of chlorine, bad taste, and odor. That's about it. Because we work on houses. We do whole house systems more frequently now with filtration tanks and sink units and a whole array of travel filters, and, you know, it gets complicated, but we make it very simple for consumers. So there's a lot of noise out there. People read a lot of information that's confusing, but when you know how to apply a technology to a particular water problem, it's not that complicated. And we make it literally, we boil it down to very simple technologies that are effective. And like I said, this sports bottle, ionic sports bottle, is one of the best filter technologies at the level it is. It's a simple yet complicated system, and it removes a whole array and range of contaminants. So it's very effective, and it's very cost effective. And, you know, you can replace the filters down the road and use this for years.
That's good to know. So the same system is used in your bigger systems as well, just a bigger version of it?
Well, we use similar technologies. We combine them in different ways depending on what's in the water. But yes, you know, these are we use microfiltration, adsorption, ionic exchange. Those are all different technologies that we can combine to remove the heavy metals, the chemicals, and the microorganisms. So that's pretty much what we do. And then there are special contaminants where we have to apply different technologies. But essentially, those are the three major filter technologies that's already built into the ionic sports bottle.
That's good. So it's kind of a mini version of what you would already use. Do you have your entire house filtered?
Yes, I have a very big filtration tank, and I have 3 filters under my sink, and I have air filters in every room of my house. My office is filtered air and water because, literally, I want to live in a bubble. I want to live in a very healthy home. And that's what we do for a lot of people.
I agree.
Today, it's where we have to go. We have to have a clean indoor environment, a healthy indoor environment, and your air water quality has to really be as clean as possible so you don't get bombarded by all these contaminants. And that's what allows you. And I've seen anecdotal evidence where animals, I actually had a customer call up last week and said, well, she started filtering the water, gave it to her plants, and they're thriving now. They were dying before.
Wow.
The chemicals and heavy metals. I mean, that's just it was surprising because I haven't heard that before, but I know animals do better. Dogs live longer because they're not drinking. They're like canaries in a coal mine. If you give them toxic water, their lifespan is going to be shortened.
Animals, plants, my goodness. It can keep going on and on.
Yeah,
I can
imagine what it does to our body.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we design multiple filtration barriers. And, you know, again, I always recommend starting at the basic level and working up, and then depending on what your requirements and capabilities and price points, you can design effective systems that are really not that expensive. And this is a great starting point.
Yep, great starting point. Absolutely. All right, here's the number to call again, 818-985-KPFK. We've got about 3 minutes left here for the show, or maybe 2 minutes. So if you can give us a call right now, 818-985-KPFK. We're going to give you a chance. I want to thank Dr. Roy Spicer, and from CWR Enviro. And it is an ionic water filter. It is a sports bottle filter that you can carry with you anywhere. It's a $125 donation to the station. It is, of course, a BPA-free bottle. And it is something that they would probably not put it in a bad plastic, of course. So this is something that is not going to leach, as well as giving it the idea is to filter the water that's in there as well. So even if it did happen to get hot and be in the car, it would still be filtered water when you're drinking it. If you put ice in your water, you don't know where that water is coming from. There's so many different reasons to get a water filter in your carry-around water bottle. 818-985.
I would even take it to restaurants.
Restaurants, it's a good idea.
Yeah,
right,
they
drinking
give
you water.
Water.
Uh-huh. Great point. All right, here's a number to call, 818-985-KPFK, 818-985-5735. I want to say thank you so much to Dr. Spicer and all the people that have donated. Keep your phone open right now. If you got a busy signal, I see a volunteer in the phone room that is available. So give us a call back, 818-985-KPFK. I want to thank you to Kiana. Thank you so much for being the engineer here at KPFK today. Joyce Walker, our producer for The Aware Show, and Gina Salvati, executive producer for The Aware Show. I'm Lisa Garr, and I want to say thank you so much for listening, because it's your energy that makes these shows happen. Thank you for your calls and your donations to this radio station. And until next time, I invite you to stay aware.